That's nothing really. If you're there for an appointment and you have to wait an hour, well, that's no bother. I mean, I just, perhaps I've got a sad life and I don't have much to do, but I don't mind waiting, really. I don't know.
You mentioned a brother who had diabetes. Is there any other diabetes in your family?
Yes, I've got two brothers living that have got it, and one died, but he had other complications as well, other than diabetes. He had a heart problems and everything, but he had heart problems before he was a diabetic, so whether that was the onset of it, I don't know really, but he died and he was only 62.
Do you know if there's any history of diabetes in the family?
Yes, well, as I say, my other two brothers have got it, and then I had an aunt that had it, but other than that, mother and father didn't have it, and no immediate family, you know, relatives that I know of have got it.
How did your family and friends and workmates react when you were first diagnosed with diabetes?
Well, they weren't really too perturbed, because I suppose it was me and not them, you know, and I was the same when my brothers had it, because they had it before I did, and I wasn't sort of too perturbed. I think it's, you get ignorant of it, you know, you don't really know about it, you don't really particularly want to know too much about it if it isn't you. And it's only when you've got it yourself that you think, oh yeah, it's pretty trim, you know, and that, you know, you don't really think about it as a disease or anything, you know, I don't really know. I'm really sympathetic to people who've got it. Very sympathetic, and especially to children, because it's quite devastating. A friend of mine's grandson, he was about 7 or 8 when he was diagnosed with diabetes, and it made her sort of nervous of looking after him at one point, you know, because I think, well, it's what you don't know, you know, you're nervous of what you don't know, but yes, I think it is a bit daunting when you've got it yourself to what you know, other people. So I don't expect other people to sort of really relate to it to the same extent.
Did you blame yourself or anyone for having diabetes?
Oh, no, not really. I think really in hindsight, I should have listened to the doctors when they used to say to me that I was a sort of a prime suspect for it, you know, or something. But I didn't, you know, you sort of think, oh, well. It's like you warn people about smoking or drinking or whatever. I mean, I've never done either of those, but they used to say about my weight and everything, could try and get your weight down, because